This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A U.S. soldier now facing charges accused of helping a neo-Nazi group plan an attack on his unit. OVI disclosing yesterday that 22-year-old Ethan Melzer was arrested earlier this month for allegedly providing details about his unit with the group, and now he's facing charges of conspiring and attempting to murder U.S. nationals and attempting to provide material support to terrorists. The White House says reports that President Trump is furious about the turnout for his Tulsa rally over the weekend are not grounded in fact. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany.
He is very energized, having been around the American people, he's quite pleased with how the rally went.
Before the rally, campaign officials had said they expected the venue, which holds over 19,000, to be filled. In fact, around 6,200 people showed up.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
President Trump is halting visas for foreign workers, a move that will stop visas for tech workers, low-skill laborers, some spouses, and other types of visas at least through the end of this year. It would not impact university professors or those working in the agriculture and food processing industries, but fellow Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he still doesn't like the president's decision, saying it could still adversely impact the U.S. economy at the worst possible time. Rayshard Brooks' funeral is today, more than a week after he was shot by Atlanta police in a Wendy's parking lot, found sleeping in his car, and a DUI suspect at the time. Martin Luther King Jr.'s youngest daughter, the Reverend Bernice King, is expected to speak at the funeral. This a day after people came to see Brooks' casket at the Ebenezer Baptist Church, where the late Dr. King once preached. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
A federal appeals court is rejecting California's efforts to label Roundup weed killer a carcinogen. The court ruling yesterday that there's not enough evidence to back up that claim, with only the World Health Organization ever labeling that product as a probable carcinogen. It did so back in 2015. Texas's surging coronavirus numbers are not slowing down that state's reopening, though. The Republican Governor Greg Abbott saying that there will instead be an emphasis on social distancing and face coverings to try to curtail what he calls some sobering trends.
If the positivity rate or the hospitalization rate increase too much, we have strategies to reduce the spread of COVID-19 without having to return to stay-at-home policies.
And a new study suggests that women in America are not very interested in dating guys with cats. Colorado State University researchers showing hundreds of women photos of two men. One man would be pictured with his cat. The other man would be pictured without a cat, but maybe with a dog and maybe with no animal at all. At least 38% of the women said they were very likely to date the man who didn't come with a cat. 33% of the women said they were likely to go out with a guy because he did have a cat. But authors say that the findings suggest American culture sees cat men as less masculine. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Live.
You didn't think it was going to be easy, did you? Okay, but thank you for keeping up the good fight because we've got to find, I mean, people talk about the new normal and that sort of thing, but it's okay. I mean, fret you none, you know, what is being championed out there on the streets and protested. I think it's a good thing. You know, you've got to, you know, let this expression, you know, come out. And even though, you know, there are some expressions that are hyperbolic and extreme, you know, I have a lot of faith in America that in the process, and this is what our founding fathers believed, in the process of maintaining the right to free speech, we would come to that point to be able to reason together. And I can appreciate why people are freaking out, because it's pretty scary when people, you know, their solution, immediate solution, out of the emotion and the passion of what's been happening in our country today, and the fact that people have about had it with, you know, the things that we see on TV. And what we saw with George Floyd was certainly just horrific. And we go, this cannot be happening. You know, our culture here in America, I mean, we're better than this, to have this kind of exposition on our television sets in the homes across America today. And I can understand why people, their emotional reaction immediately would be, well, then get these guys out of here. Let's just defund the police. And reason, as we get through the passions of that and the exercise and the release of this built up animosity and steam in our systems, as that is being evacuated, we're starting to reason that when it comes to defunding police, there are consequences that go beyond a bumper sticker slogan, like destabilizing urban communities, for example. According to GOP political commentator, strategist, and senior communication advisor who joins us now, he's the senior communications advisor for Black Media Affairs at the Republican National Committee. Paris Denard, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, Paris, did I outline that in such a way that, you know, with every, you know, situation that has happened in our history, at least in my lifetime, I see that to be the case, that it has to run the course, that we have to exercise our emotions. But again, this is why our First Amendment right is so critical, that we can be able to process this and then reason together. How do you feel about this and how it's come about us?
Well, I think you're right when you talk about us having to reason together and come together, and there's no problem with protesting and peaceful protesting. That is a part of the American way. We've done that from our very beginning. Republicans, Democrats, Blacks, Whites, Spanish, Jews, we've all protested peacefully at certain points for certain issues that are important to us. And certainly, as you mentioned, as many Americans watched the horrific death of George Floyd, they were we were upset by what we saw because of the way a human was treated.
Yes.
Many took to the streets and wanted to peacefully protest. That's fine. The problem became when these Antifa and other organized leftist radical anarchist type groups infiltrated and came in and agitated and got people looting and the rioting and the violence. All of those things are negative. All of those things are bad. All of those things are not just. They won't bring justice. And when you look at the recent trend with a lot of liberal politicians and liberal mayors, Val Demings, the congressman out of Florida, as one of them, promoting the issue of defunding the police in response to the George Floyd situation, that is just as disruptive as the looting and the violence and the rioting, because the communities that need the help the most, that have high crime, have high instances of violence, they need to be protected by the police. It's true that many in the black community have a distrust for police because of past issues with justice. You can go no further than the 1994 crime bill and see why many in the black community have distrust. But you can have a distrust for the police and still want police safety.
Right.
And still want a safe community and still want, because every parent, no matter where you live, has a reasonable expectation that when their child leaves the front door, that they're going to be safe.
And come home. Yes.
And come home.
Yeah.
If something happens in your home and you call 911 and somebody's going to come to your aid, no matter where you live.
Well, first thing, I want to say that if America was ever united when it came to race, it happened when we saw what happened with George Floyd, as you mentioned earlier, and rightfully so. The challenge came when you had these antithetical players who came into play here, whether it was Antifa, and I believe certain aspects of BLM came into play, other radical groups whose purpose, sole purpose, is the destruction of the American way of life. I mean, it's let's throw the baby out with the bathwater and everything in between, because their objectives, which they have clearly stated, you know, from the leadership of Antifa and BLM, that it's all about the destruct of the American dream. Okay, but, you know, parents, I can tell you, I have faith. Even though we have seen a downgrade and maybe a disinterest to a certain degree of what America stands for, I believe that we still have the wherewithal, that there are, you know, call them patriots, call them freedom-loving, you know, citizens of this country who are still fighting for the greater cause that was initiated when our founding fathers came back, you know, came together 240-plus years ago. You know, to come up and document this American dream. We have a roadmap, and along the way, just like in any journey, you can find yourself in the wrong direction, but smart people figure out that we need to, you know, correct course here. And we have along the way, as you mentioned earlier, the 1990s Crime Bill Act. And even before then, what has been happening is local authorities have appreciated that we needed more minority representation in law enforcement. And this has been in play. But again, what we need to maintain is vigilance and transparency upon the law enforcement officials who are in operation, that we look to serve us and to defend us, that they're not having bad players come in. Like in the case when you find out after the fact that you've got somebody who's in law enforcement who's been written up, what, at least 17 times. Wait, how can you be written up 17 times? I mean, I'm used to, I don't know about you, Paris, but I'm used to working for companies that, you know, if you get written up 3 times, you're lucky to still maintain, you know, your position in a company. But I guess with law enforcement and in certain cities, boy, the level of forgiveness and mercy is extended, you know, 17 times. And I think we can all agree that when you have a gun and you are in a position of law enforcement, the standard should be higher, not lower.
Yeah, I agree with everything you said. And there's a standard there. Police unions play a role in this. Local government, local mayors need to do a better job. And I think on a personal responsibility level, like I mentioned in an op-ed that I wrote about this, if you have a problem with the police force and you want to improve your community, why don't you consider signing up for the police academy? Why don't you consider serving and trying
exactly.
to better your community? Because that's how you make change.
Exactly. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Paris after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever. So call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875. with a 2.89% APR. Incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Right. Russian independentist way you'd like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our conversation with the GOP political commentator, strategist, senior communications advisor for Black Media Affairs at the RNC continues. Paris Denard is with us. Paris, some clarification here, regarding, because there seems to be a lot of confusion regarding BLM. Terry Crews, by the way, came on The View, as you know, and in other places, and kind of put people in check here, relevant to this saying that Black Lives Matter. And when we put that in contrast to what Martin Luther King Jr. had expressed, he would never have said Black Lives Matter to the degree that they're trying to express it now at the expense of others. And that's what Terry Crews spoke out about in saying that, look, at all lives matter. And when that has been said before, of course, the cancel culture, which is in full operation with BLM as well as, you know, other groups as well, because that is the operated, procedure of the day, is that when somebody says something that is argumentative or is not consistent with your values, then you just cancel them out. But I thought Terry Crews was very practical and passionate about expressing the fact that all lives matter. And I think, you know, like you said earlier, what all of us saw, what happened to George Floyd, it was a demonstration that all lives matter and all of us were coming out together, you know, whether it was Hispanic, Asian, you know, blacks, whites, all together protesting against this human abuse. What do you say?
Look, I think that I can understand why members of the, especially young members of the Black community, want to have people say Black Lives Matter, because it's an acknowledgement of their existence. When you see back in the Civil Rights Movement, there were people would have signs that say, "I am a man,"
yes,
because many Black people were referred to as boys or not mm-hmm. referred to and given the honor of being a man. So I think that Black Lives Matter, in the phrase of itself, is an acknowledge should be an acknowledgement. This is how your listeners should take it: an acknowledgement of me as an individual being seen by you, and mm-hmm. you being seen by me as a human, as a creation of God.
Yes.
And many people have lost that sense of humanity, lost that sense of togetherness, lost that sense of community as you being my brother. Mm-hmm. Now the problem is, it has been weaponized, and the leaders in the movements, who are many of them, are very, very, the leaders are very radical,
mm-hmm.
and they have now weaponized this phrase to say that you have to say that Black Lives Matter to the exclusion of everybody else. That's how it's taken. But mm-hmm. Terry Crews was saying is very correct. All lives matter, because what we've seen them in the weaponization of Black Lives Matter. As a Black conservative, the liberal, radical elements of Black Lives Matter organization don't view me as being a factor. They don't think that I matter. You know, when you go in and you loot the woman, Miss Lucy, I think is her name, that was in the video, and she said, "You say Black Lives Matter? What about my life? You just mm-hmm. came and burned down my store.
Right.
You just tore up my store." She's in New York. She yes. said, does that matter? When you talk about conservative Black lives, do they matter? When Officer Dorn was killed
mm-hmm.
During the looting and the rioting and the violence, did his lives matter? Do the aborted babies that are in the Black community by Planned Parenthood, on one of the leading killers of the Black people as a race in America, do those lives matter? And so you have to ask these radicals both on the left is, when you say Black Lives Matter, what do you really mean by that?
Yes.
What is the standard by that? And mm-hmm. we need to get to a place where we have mutual respect for everybody, so that mm-hmm. when I see George Floyd be murdered, that impacts me as a Black man, that impacts another person as a white man, as a white woman. It impacts me as an American.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a Democrat or if you're a Republican, you're a conservative or you're a liberal, you should not be demonized. Your businesses should not be shut down just because of your political persuasion.
Exactly.
And that's the part of the cancel culture that you're talking about. That has its elements in Black Lives Matter, the movement.
Mm-hmm. And Paris, again, what happened to George Floyd was a moment missed. And I hope that we can find that moment again. And I say that moment, we've been talking, you know, I guess maybe for about the last month or so, is that every once in a while we'll come to that moment in time and choice that is so significant. It's a crossroad. And when you look back historically on this great country of ours, we have enjoyed and benefited from a particular moment. God only knows, you know, what that moment is, but when it so ascends, it's so critical that we make the right choice. And I thought for a moment, when we saw what happened with George Floyd, it was that incredible moment that was going to open up a grand opportunity, because we all came together, regardless of color of skin, and disagreed and said, hell no, that's not going to happen. That cannot happen to a fellow human being. That cannot happen to someone made in the image of God. Here in America, we will not stand for that. And that sentiment got hijacked, unfortunately. There's been a lot of hijacking going on. But I want to encourage people, and I know you feel the same way, that we need to encourage people to not let go of that higher calling, that important, significant moment that could truly be life-changing, to come out of this in pronouncing that all lives matter. I will say, and you mentioned the abortion issue, and certainly, you know, not only in the black community, Hispanics as well, 25% of the abortions have been done in Hispanic communities that are unbelievable when you think about the culture. I mean, I grew up, I'm Hispanic, you know, I know the family culture of Hispanics are such that, you know, I got to tell you, grandmothers are grieving over the death and realization of their grandchild that has been exterminated at the hands of Planned Parenthood and other abortionists. And so what it all has to come to, and maybe this is the redemptive point of it all, as you point out, because I got in trouble when I said, look it, to Black Lives Matter, I said, I will start to believe that Black Lives Matter when you start to do something about the abortions on the black communities. And not only for blacks, but Hispanics and Asians and the rest of America, we have become a culture of death. And if we're really going to turn the corner on this at this specific moment and choice that we can make, then we need to embrace fully that all lives matter, and we need to kick in the ash can of history this culture of death that has so permeated us.
Well, you've talked about it very eloquently, and I think that there are moments in history, like when we saw the Selma march on Bloody Sunday, when you saw people walking across the bridge and the dogs and the water hose and everything, when you saw Emmett Till's body in the casket, the Americans came together and said, you know, enough is enough. Mm-hmm. We've got to do something about it. It's time for action. President Trump took that action, started with the executive order, calling on local leaders to do their part under the Congress, under the leadership of Senator Tim Scott, is doing their part to try to do something. But in terms of what we can do as individuals, we can start to have conversations with our families. We can just try to – let's impact our family first.
Yes,
let's
right.
impact our children. Let's impact our community, our churches, our synagogues, and then move out from there, our parishes. And we can affect the city, then we can affect the country, then we can impact the world. Everything
right.
can't be done through legislation.
No.
We've got to take personal responsibility and start to respect life again.
Because this
George Floyd,
yeah.
that they didn't respect him as a human.
Right.
To do that, which you did to your fellow man.
Right.
If you're a criminal, you can be treated, you know, like a criminal.
Yes.
You don't have to be treated like a dog. That's a
difference. Yeah. Right, exactly. And as you say, it's this is a hard issue. When you talk about racism, racism goes both ways. And that's something
yeah.
that we all need to look into our own hearts. And as you say, it starts at home, because the fact of the matter, this trajectory that we've been on started at home and it's spread out. And so if we're going to correct it, then we need to go back to its early beginnings. And I think that's prudent advice, Paris. Thank you.
No, thank you for having me. Hope to be on again soon.
Well, you're always welcome, and we will definitely have you back. Paris Denard, he is a GOP political commentator, strategist, senior communications advisor for Black Media Affairs at the Republican National Committee. Paris, thank you. Have a blessed day, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Bless you.
29 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Valerie Roush. As a thoracic surgeon and president of the American College of Surgeons, I know that many patients have concerns about safely undergoing operations during the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. I want to assure you that for those hospitals that are restarting essential operations, patient safety is and always will be our top priority. Hospitals, surgeons, and all those providing care are prepared to provide a safe surgical experience. However, many patients may still have questions about safely undergoing a recommended operation at this time. To help, the American College of Surgeons has released new tools to support such conversations, including a free patient-surgeon discussion guide. This guide includes sample questions patients can ask their surgeons to feel more prepared for their procedure. The guide helps to create a line of communication between patients and surgeons. To learn more, visit facs.org/be-prepared. This report is sponsored by the American College of Surgeons.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A U.S. soldier now facing charges accused of helping a neo-Nazi group plan an attack on his unit overseas. The FBI disclosing yesterday that 22-year-old Ethan Melzer was arrested earlier this month for allegedly providing details about his unit with the group, and now he's facing charges of conspiring and attempting to murder U.S. nationals and attempting to provide material support to terrorists. The White House says reports that President Trump is furious about the turnout for his Tulsa rally over the weekend are not grounded in fact. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany.
He was very energized, having been around the American people, so he's quite pleased with how the rally went.
Before the rally, campaign officials had said they expected the venue, which holds over 19,000, to be filled. In fact, around 6,200 people showed up.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
And just like that, we're back with you, America. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is time for America's Money Answers Man. That's real. I'm telling you, Jordan Goodman, he is the real thing. Nationally recognized expert on personal finance. And he's here to give us the latest update on the Fed and everything else that has to do with your money. Hey, Mr. Jordan, how are we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you again, Bill.
Okay, so what's going on with the Fed?
Well, Chairman Powell has been testifying, and they're going to do massive, continue to support the economy as much as they can. They're buying all kinds of bonds they had not bought in the past, municipal bonds, for example, corporate bonds to try to stabilize the system. It's worked. Stock market has gone up dramatically.
Right.
I would say largely because the Fed Reserve has been supporting. They always say, don't fight the Fed, and investors are not fighting the Fed here.
No, they're happy to go along for the ride, aren't they?
The Fed's balance sheet has roughly doubled since the coronavirus hit. It went from a roughly $4 trillion now to about $8 trillion, and people think it might go up to $12 trillion or something like that because they're printing money out of thin air.
Uh-huh. So when does that come back to bite us? Well, of course, not us in our lifetime. It'll be our grandkids.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, normally you'd think with that much new money out there that would be inflationary and interest rates would go up. Mm-hmm. Inflation has gone down and interest rates have gone down, because it's a very unusual world today, because the deflationary forces are much stronger than the inflationary forces of printing all this money. And it's not only the Fed, but the European Central Bank and all the other central banks around the world are doing the same thing.
Well, Jordan, you know, what's going on with China, with all their aggressiveness that we've been reading and hearing about? What's happening here?
Well, they're seeing the rest of the world in bad shape, and they think this is their chance to move ahead aggressively. They attacked India recently, had a little skirmish with them. Looks like they're going to try to take over Hong Kong, and 25 years before they were supposed to do that, they've gone to the South China Sea. Huawei, they're still pushing around the world. I mean, they're being very, very aggressive while the rest of the world is kind of cowering here, and I think they're going to get away with it.
How much of a conflict are we starting to see? I mean, with the 5G market, I mean, this has been a race. I mean, Huawei's had kind of the upper leg on 5G, and then America went to all the European allies and said, are you aware that China, you know, giving you 5G technology is going to access all your private information, and it's going to go through the communists? Do you feel good about that?
Yeah. Well, they were warned of it, and they're doing it anyway. I mean, Germany and Britain and France and others are buying Huawei equipment because in many cases it's cheaper than American equipment and still technically as good, although it comes with the Communist Party along with it. You're right. But they're going ahead and buying it anyway. We're the only ones who are really boycotting Huawei.
Well, smart move.
Well, I think it is a danger. I mean, yes, it's cheaper, but the Chinese always get something out of you one way or the other. I mean, they offer to give you money to build a port, and then they take your country over, is what's happened. Sure. They basically bought Africa by giving them money for railroads and bridges and stadiums and so on, and then they basically own you. That's the way they're doing it. And now, even more so, these countries are going to be very weakened, and the only people around are going to give them money is going to be China, and they'll get a price in return.
Right, exactly. Well, virtual graduations are the order of the day because of COVID experience, but no virtual student debt, huh?
I wish it were that way, but it doesn't kind of work that way. No, you had a virtual graduation the last term. You were pretty much at home doing your exams from your, you know, mother's basement or something.
Yeah, right.
But then when you graduate, which a lot of people have done now, the debt is real. The average person graduating with $39,000 in student debt, undergraduate, and many people more than that, Bill, $50,000, $75,000, $100,000 undergraduate, and then business school, law school, medical school, on top of that, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, just staggering numbers for the amount of debt that people have. And now, of course, it's going to be harder for those people to get either any job or a job that can service that debt. So it's a real crisis for the people who are just graduating from college.
Well, not to mention if they're channeling their virtual minds to think that the country should turn over its economy to socialism, what is that going to do with their student debt and their chances to have a future and some prosperity?
Well, of course, they hear Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren say, just eliminate all the student debt. That sounds good, you know. It's like, but, I mean, it's not going to happen, obviously. So the reality is you have to deal with the student debt you've got now. Probably the best way for a lot of people to do it is to refinance the student debt. If they have federal loans today, it might be 4, 5, 6%, something like that. Private loans, 8, 9, 10%, much higher rates. There are ways to refinance it. The place I recommend is called Splash Financial. I've got a link to them at moneyanswers.com. And if you do a fixed rate loan, it's 2.8%.
Wow.
If you do a variable loan, it's 1.9%. So you're going to get much lower rates. And I don't think rates are going up significantly anytime soon. So I'd go for the variable rate, actually. Mm-hmm. And that could save you thousands of dollars over your student loans, paying them off quicker at a much lower interest rate. So that's called Splash Financial. They've been doing this for a long time.
And let me tell you, Splash Financial may not be around if we go towards socialism, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, socialism basically would make all these things public, and you know, there would be no private universities. They'd basically take everything over.
Right.
You ask people in Russia or, you know, what their education is like. It's like, well, whatever the state tells us to do is what we do.
And, exactly.
That's why, I mean, our education is a major strength that America has, and the combination of public and private universities has worked with us for generations, and you really don't want to be ruining that.
Jordan, we have this aggressive movement to tear down these established institutions that the return on investment, whether it's the students, our economy, our communities, our country, it has served us well for the most part. But this move to tear everything down, to loot, pillage, and destroy, these institutions in this country, it's like, where is this all heading?
It takes a long time to recover from these things, Bill. Mm-hmm. A lot of these inner cities, particularly, I'll think of Cleveland or Detroit or Newark,
Baltimore,
or St. Louis, Baltimore, all these places, they got looted in the 60s.
Yeah.
And many of them were only beginning to start to recover now, like 50 years later. And Cleveland is just one example. I know that the downtown had been decimated.
Exactly.
It came back. There were some nice restaurants and stores and so on that were coming back. In one night, they all got burned out and looted, and it's going to be a very long time before small business has the confidence to rebuild those things. And in many cases, the people doing the looting are looting in their own neighborhoods.
Exactly.
That they're ruining.
Exactly.
There's going to be nothing left. No supermarkets, no drugstores, all the basics of life. Yeah. They're destroying their own neighborhoods.
And no jobs. No jobs at a time when we're trying to get America back on strong footing again, and with low unemployment numbers being quite encouraging, it's like, oh no, Let's just burn everything down and put everybody's job along with it, right?
Yeah. So it's going to have a negative impact on these places, and I think it's really leading to a move of a lot of people wanting to leave cities and go to suburban and rural areas, because if they can work from home,
right,
why not have a nice yard and fresh air and no traffic and all that? I've been seeing this all over the country. People are leaving the cities and bidding up the prices of homes in nice wooded areas that are calmer and lower taxes and lower cost. And all the looting and rioting is just going to accelerate that whole movement.
Exactly. And not to mention, if another virus comes, we know what happens in these big cities. I mean, they're decimated. So the discouragement is away from, city life, and let's get out in the country and let's get some open space and some fresh air where, the viruses seem not to roam so freely. Well, we got to leave it at that right now, Jordan. Remind everybody where they can go for more information.
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. I've got all kinds of links and resources. I do a weekly video called the Money Answers Week in Review, the Money Answers Minute about all kinds of different topics. It's a treasure trove of stuff to help you with your personal finances in these very tricky times.
There he is, America's Money Answers man, Jordan Goodman, right here. Thank you, Jordan. Take care, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever. So call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! credible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have a country to save.
You know, it means all hands on deck, ladies and gentlemen. But look at, I have faith. This country's strong enough. We can handle, you know, all the free speech, the canceling culture they want to throw at us, because the fact of the matter is that the truth is still the truth. Forget about the fact that they want to try to sell you on this idea that it's relative. I mean, relative to what? It either is or isn't. That's the one thing about the truth that we love so much, is that it's always consistent. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And regardless of what some professor has to say, look at, if you got to get an A and you got to go along with the big lie, go along with the big lie, get the A, that's fine. But you know better, you know, because life tells you exactly what the truth is. But we cannot rush to judgment. You know, and, but it's okay that there are people out there that are protesting and getting quite emotional about it. I say that's positive, because as Dan Crenshaw wrote in his book, Fortitude, you know, we need to have that release, that release of steam and that buildup that's going on. Because after we've got the fight out of us, and the passions, you know, and I think, you know, those passions that are so important to have, but after they've been exercised, then we can reason together and realize that this is a great country. What has been passed on to us, what the greatest generation, like a baton, what they handed on to us in this relay race of life that we're in, is on so many levels. I mean, how does it compare with other countries around the world? We've got our hands on something that is quite precious that we can reform and improve, and that's the challenge. Not that we have to destruct, like some would want us to think, that it needs to all be thrown out into the ash can of history. No, we've got a lot going in our favor here you know, gives us the opportunity to pass the baton on to this next generation, that hopefully they could look back on us and say, you know, I know my grandparents were a great generation, but my parents were a great generation too, because we didn't miss out on this moment in time and the critical choice that needed to be made. The Good News Girl, Samantha Mao, is with us now. Sam, I'm sorry I had to go on for just a little bit, but you inspire me. Whenever you're on, I always think of good, positive things, and so I appreciate the inspiration. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, and I love hearing what you just said, and I think the things will turn around if people listen to you and, you know, have more of that attitude where they're grateful to live. Mm. Here in America, it's really, you know, it's a blessing, and nowhere is ever going to be perfect because that's, you know, that's our, that's how reality and life works. But this is an amazing country, and
yeah, it comes with our human, it comes with our human condition. But what makes us extraordinary is, in spite of the human condition of failings that we experience in life, that we get back up. We fight the good fight, and we do not lose. We do not lose the target, the sense of the target of what we're trying to do here, and that is what our founding fathers put into play here some 240 plus years ago. You know, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, freedom for all created, you know, to have a shot at the American dream. That's what it's all about for American citizens. So here we are. And speaking of which, you know, again, I say that the essence of this, along with, you know, the evil part, you know, that resides in our heart, the good part resides in our heart. And that's what we have the opportunity to focus on. Like, for example, this first story, you got a Tennessee deputy thanking two black women for buying him breakfast at a Cracker Barrel. And this is in the midst of all this, you know, defund police and all this radical, you know, outburst that's been happening across our country, right?
That's right. So he's Jody McDowell is a Somers County deputy, and he was having breakfast near the Cracker Barrel airport. And, you know, there's just been so much news lately where people are wanting to defund the police. And I feel like not everybody, but there are large amounts of people that are kind of demonizing police in general. And I'm sure that it's hard to get up there and put on a new uniform right now.
Right.
You know, like in Atlanta, they're having something called the Blue Flu. So it's really hard on them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, I'm sure nobody hates a bad police officer more than a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And so whenever these women left him, so whenever he went to pay his note or whenever he went to pay his bill, the waitress said it's already been taken care of. And along with it, there was a note, and it was from two black women that decided to cover his breakfast. And they said, "Black lives matter, but so does yours. But thank you for your service. Breakfast paid."
Wow.
And, I think just seeing the note for everybody that's seen it is like, that's the message, because black lives do matter, and so does his. And
yes,
it is important that they said that, and I thought, I'm glad it went beyond just that restaurant. He shared it with the rest of us.
So you can
see that that's how the American people, that's how Americans feel. That's the America that we know and love.
What a blessing from these two black women, because we've been talking about, in fact, I just had a conversation with Paris Denard from the RNC and talked about the issue of Black Lives Matter, that sentiment, how it's been hijacked and what it represents. I mean, there's no doubt that Black Lives Matter represents an antithetical group, a rather Marxist group, but there's other people, you know, black, white, in between, all colors, that want to say Black Lives Matter in terms of, not that it matters more, like Terry Crews said on The View. It's not that it matters more. It's that all lives matter. And I like the way they position that. Black Lives Matter, and so does yours. That's powerful, and that's a blessing. And for the two black women that blessed the police officer, little did they realize that their blessing would go beyond the police officer, because beyond this police officer, other police officers in law enforcement, everyday Americans who say, you know what, that's a sentiment. That is the spirit that I can support and unify and come alongside your sentiment with that and say, God bless, let's get that message out there, right?
Absolutely. Well, that's the thing, is when you have people who have hearts like that, even when you disagree about something politically or anything like that, that's the kind of attitudes that can bring this country together and move things forward. When you come at people hating them or accusing them of things that they don't feel, I think it makes it harder for us to have a discussion. And it's attitudes like that when you're like, you know what, I know what's going on right now, and I just think that that's going to be what saves the country.
Right.
And moves us forward. So,
well, I think that, you know, to respond to what you said earlier. Yes, there's unrest, and probably it's about 10% really that are really, you know, that are animated and passionate. And I think, you know, we shouldn't be freaking out over the passion. We should welcome it because we need to hear what is coming out. I mean, this is a safety valve in a sense of emotions that's exploding in the hearts and souls of people that say, look at, you know, we have been made to be less than. And I say that's appropriate for any minority in this country. I mean, there's other people who have experienced that, that sense of oppression, you could say, a derivation of racism, because racism is, it's universal. It's in the hearts of all men. It's not just about whites toward black. Blacks have racist ideas, you know, toward white people. They call them crackers and honkies and, you know, all that. And they're very demeaning. But, you know, we need to realize that, you know, demeaning behavior only accentuates and promotes more demeaning behavior. And maybe after all this that we've gone through, we can start looking, as Alveda King says, that we're all, you know, we're all children of God. We all bleed the same. And that, you know, we've had enough of this, you know, decades of fussing and fighting and going over all this stuff. And to a certain degree, a small minority, because they've made an industry out of, you know, this racial revolution and the stuff that's been going on. And shame on them. And they'll be called out, and they should be called out for what they're doing, because there are too many of us. There are too many American citizens that have had it with it. We really united when we saw that horrific video, you know, playing on our television of the murder of George Floyd. And we all took exception to that. I didn't see that as just being a black issue. I saw, and this is why, you know, with the movement that's been going on, people are supporting, you know, Black Lives Matter. And I would say the philosophical aspect of BLM that extends to, but so does yours, that's what they're aligning with. And I think that could be a positive thing, but we just need to get through this process a little bit and put it in perspective, be able to have, a time to reason together. This next story, Sam, you talk about a teacher that goes above and beyond to help a student who graduated alone. What happened?
This story is, kind of choke you up a little bit, because you just imagine this. So Dominic Moore teaches at Bessemer City High School, and they just had their graduation ceremony on Thursday. And while he was cleaning up, he noticed one of his graduates kind of sitting off by himself and not having anybody around him. And he wasn't acting like himself. He knew this guy. He wasn't usually like this. And so Dominic goes over to this young man and he's like, you know, where is your people? What's going on? And he said, nobody came. And he didn't even have a ride home from his graduation. And the fact that he came to his graduation with nobody there and no ride home, I think says a lot about this young man too, because that must be very disheartening. So what ended up happening was Dominic decided to take him out to lunch at the Cheesecake Factory, encourage him and say, you know, I know you're going to do great things. And he's been giving him a ride to his new job and raised $5,000 for him to get a car of his own so that he will have that encouragement in life. He never found out exactly why the people weren't there for this young man, but, we wish him the best, and I'm glad that teacher was paying attention and took notice.
See, this is the kind of service that happens across our country every day that we take for granted or we don't hear about because we're busy hearing about, you know, people taking over cities like Seattle and important stories like that, even like a South Carolina deputy who saved a choking baby who becomes his grandfather or godfather. A man fights off a 13-foot gator to save his dog, and you got a young man who's raised over $160,000 to help black-owned businesses. It's all at Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food
supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We've all seen and perhaps used